Washoe County Commissioners are taking steps to contain Lemon Valley's Swan Lake to a specified boundary, although county staff have cautioned that a solution to flooding in the area hasn't been identified, and funding questions remain. To learn more, KUNR's news director Michelle Billman spoke to Bob Conrad, the publisher of This Is Reno, to learn more about this issue.
Looking at Swan Lake in Lemon Valley, how significant is the flooding right now?
I would say it's pretty significant. The flooding really started as far back as the summer of 2015, and basically there hasn't been a huge reprieve from floodwaters since then. And so the residents in the area are very upset. The county is really looking at a lot of different ways to try to address the flooding there. Just recently, the floodwaters were cresting the artificial barriers that they had installed along Lemon Drive, and so that, I think, was another indication of how severe this issue and prolonged it has been. At this point, it's looking like that water is not going anywhere anytime soon. So now the county is exploring more permanent measures to address this issue.
And what would those permanent measures potentially be?
So the current efforts basically include temporary flood barriers and water-filled bladder systems. And basically, there's a sewer treatment plant that's kind of right in the middle of the lake there. Basically, what they're looking at now is adding to the budget. You know, they looked at a number of options, and they're exploring, you know, what's going to be most cost-effective. And I should note that of all those options, for example, basically kind of creating levees around certain parts of the lake are going to be very expensive.
And despite the issues related to flooding, there actually has been a fair amount of development going on in that area. What are we seeing?
Yeah, there's been development proposed and development approved. Just recently, a tool manufacturer's warehouse got approved by the Reno City Council to, you know, basically was approved to be built right near Swan Lake. And the residents basically are saying, you know, how about no more growth until we deal with this flood issue? And according to, you know, city and county master plans, you know, development can occur if the developers mitigate any potential flood issues. So that's how some of these developments are getting approved, is because they believe that the developers are kind of going above and beyond the call of duty in their mitigation efforts.
Bob, thank you.
Thank you.